Good morning, and we welcome to the Daily Pod this morning. The group collectively known as the Batesville Eclipse Committee, individually, they are Mayor John Eargang, Mayor's Assistant Andrea Wade, Melissa Tucker and Aaron Tellis with the Batesville Area Chamber of Commerce, and Batesville Main Street Executive Director Amy Pretzer. Good morning, one and all.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
And of course, as you can tell, we're talking about the big event coming up on Monday. That is the total solar eclipse. And of course, Batesville and much of Ripley County in the path of totality. And if we could go around and get some thoughts on, first off, when did planning first begin to experience getting people into a town for the solar eclipse?
I'll take that, Tom. Andrea Wade here. So planning, I think, for the fire and police departments began back in 2023. And then for our group, we started September of 2023. We were forming. There's some small groups out there that were starting to plan. And we just thought if we did that collectively, that we'd be able to get the message out to whatever group wanted to do. So basically back in September, but the planning had been going on for safety services way before that.
And of course, leading up to Monday, you've got a big event going on Sunday at the Bill Gillespie Soccer Complex. Can you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Yeah, so Sunday is the Batesville Blackout Bash, at Tom said, at Bill Gillespie Soccer Park, 922 Delaware Road. Goes from 12 to 5. We're expecting beautiful sunny weather. Bring the family. We're going to have live local music by local bands. Kids Space Place, where they're going to experience eclipse experiences, learn, create, and build. You're going to Sidewalk Science Center group is going to be on site to have an exhibit here. We're going to have eclipse shades, photo op, t-shirts, sunglasses, eclipse glasses for those who haven't already gotten them. We're also going to have food trucks, over 20 artisan craft vendors, the Batesville Skate Park and Outdoor Adventure. We'll have some activities going on. So there's a lot of stuff going on for family and residents and visitors alike. So we hope that everybody comes on out for that.
And Mayor John Eargang, from your perspective, how do you feel that things have gone as far as planning and being prepared for this weekend?
Well, first off, Tom, you included me as part of the committee, and I have to admit these guys did all the heavy lifting. I was kind of in and out, but I think they've done a great job. You know, I'm looking forward to all the events that we've got going on in town. Like I say, we just want to be welcoming to all the visitors here. So give them an opportunity to explore Batesville while they're here. But these guys did a great job with all the planning. I've had conversations with the police there and the fire people. We're comfortable with everything that's happening.
Okay, so more or less the public safety.
Public safety, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And is there an estimate of how many folks you expect to come into town on Monday and even this weekend, even Sunday?
So I'd say the initial was 25,000 for the Ripley-Franklin County region, and then just recently maybe close to 10 is what we're hearing. So could be upwards. It just depends on the weather. Good weather will bring everyone here. Folks along the eclipse path, they'll determine, you know, visitors going to those areas, they'll determine if they can't see it, they'll drive to see it. So if we have great weather and we're expecting partly cloudy skies that day, then we will probably see a big crowd.
And as far as the chamber is concerned, Melissa and Aaron, some of the things that you folks have been involved with is from your perspective.
Basically, we're just trying to get the word out to everyone on our we're encouraging everybody to go to our Experience Batesville mobile app. And we have a lot of different information on there for there's a lot of people that have been doing different things, like the library has been doing some learning classes, I guess, about the eclipse and just all around. So really, we want everybody to go to the Experience Batesville mobile app or BatesvilleIN.com, and everybody is encouraged to put all of their stuff on our community calendar, and that's where you can find out everything. But really, we're looking forward to the restaurants and the breweries, the retailers, and all of that. Some of them are doing extended hours, having specials and things like that. So again, like John said, we want to put our best foot forward and invite everyone that's coming out to explore Batesville more than just the eclipse at that time. So we're hoping that we can have them all come downtown and shop around.
And of course, a big part of this is doing it safely, viewing the eclipse, and that's where the glasses come in. And Aaron, I understand that you've been dealing with the public coming in and getting those glasses.
Yes, and we still have plenty available, so anybody who would like some, we still have them at the chamber.
Okay, and on Friday, your hours, you're open till what time on Friday? At the chamber office?
We are open from 9 to 4 on weekdays. We're located at 301 Chopping Village.
All right. And then with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out, and we'll continue as we take a look at Batesville's plans for the eclipse with the Eclipse Committee, along with Mayor John Ehrgang, right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our conversation with Mayor John Ehrgang and also Mayor's Assistant Andrea Wade, also Melissa Tucker and Aaron Tellis with the Batesville Area Chamber of Commerce, and Batesville Main Street Director Amy Pretzer. And Amy, we've not heard from you yet. I'd like to get your thoughts on how Main Street has been involved in all of this.
Well, we've been trying to boost those businesses to stay open with so many visitors coming in town. You know, we want to be able to welcome them through those doors. We have a lot of great events going on Saturday. We have an art walk going on. Batesville Area Arts Council is doing that. The Historical Society will be open, and they'll have a display going on there. Kids Discovery Factory, during their open play, they're going to be doing some NASA research, doing some eclipse things. So we're just trying to boost that activity to the downtown area on Saturday. With a lot of guests in town, we just want to put our best foot forward.
And, of course, this was something that we talked about in the past when last time you were in on the program, that your organization, also the Chamber and also the Arts Council, were pretty much collaborating on a lot of things.
Yep, we had it was a great turnout from all the different organizations in town, a lot of nonprofits, educational-based people to pull together to do this whole event and stream it out for the whole weekend. A lot of people will arrive early to try to beat that traffic, and we wanted to be able to welcome them and do something with them so they're not just sitting in a hotel room.
All right, there you go. So, and of course, also we have the Eclipse link for the Batesville Blackout on our website on WRBIRadio.com. And as far as the from the administration or the Chamber or Main Street, you folks have anything else that you'd like to add to what's already been said previously?
Tom, a lot of people are calling in Cincinnati, North Kentucky region, and they're asking, you know, where can we park? Are there parking reservations? Where's the best place to see it? So we as a group have identified the Gillespie Park as the location to come and view it on Monday. There are no reservations being taken for parking spaces. So it's a first come, first serve for people. We'll have restroom facilities out there. We have a food truck that's going to continue on from Sunday to Monday. So we have a vendor that'll be out there. The sidewalk science people will also be staying in town for people to view the eclipse with them. Knights of Columbus will also be offering food choices at their location. I do know that they think they're charging to park for their parking lot, for use of their parking lot. So for that Monday, we just encourage people that are coming into town, you know, that that's the area. Bill Gillespie Soccer Park is the area. And we hope to see everybody. Get here early, get your spot, and bring your camp chairs.
Okay, so and then if somebody would like to once again give the particulars of the Batesville Blackout Bash on Sunday.
Yeah, so it's 12 to 5 at the soccer park, and lots of great local music, food trucks, kids space, artisan vendors. We just have a lot of things scheduled for that day. We'll have picnic tables set up for people to, enjoy their lunch out there. I believe the soccer concessions will also be open. So it should be a really great day for everybody to come out and experience some eclipse experiences, especially through the kids' space place, the craft vendors that we've selected, and the local bands really have a lot of great musical selections for people. So please come out and enjoy.
All right. And then once again, would you like to plug the app?
You can go to Experience Batesville, and you can click on our icon that has the eclipse icon on it, and it'll bring you to that and highlight everything we've talked about today.
All right. So, Aaron, you have anything else to add? Amy, you have anything you'd like to say?
We would just like to have everyone come out and experience Hoosier hospitality in Batesville.
All right. And Amy is Main Street Director.
Absolutely. Just come downtown, visit those businesses, visit those restaurants. A lot of them are doing some great events and some viewing parties and that kind of thing. Get out there and enjoy it.
And Mr. Mayor.
I would just like to thank all the committee. I mean, the folks from BAAC, obviously the ladies who are with us today. I think we had some Kiwanis, high school kids involved. I'd like to thank everybody that helped plan it. And unfortunately, I have to add this. I do want to tell everybody, when you're doing the art walk, kind of watch your step. We've obviously got a lot of road construction going on. I have asked contractor to try to clean those road cuts up if possible. I forgot somebody, the Beautification League. They've been very involved, but just have a good time while you're here this weekend and enjoy it together.
All right. Very good. Well, Mayor John Ehrgang, Mayor's Assistant Andrea Wade, Melissa Tucker, and Aaron Tellis with the Batesville Area Chamber of Commerce, and Batesville Main Street Executive Director Amy Pretzer, thank you all for joining us this morning, and look forward to see what happens on Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for the opportunity.